This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me for this hour of Auto World. We've got a telephone number if you have any questions for our regular guest in this hour. Yes, the man himself, Dan Watson, the CEO of TheLubePage.com, the gentleman with more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience. He's here to help you out, so don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. You can go either way with that, or you can even send one directly to Dan, danwatson@thelubepage.com. Well, let's go to the lines and bring forth Dan and see what he's been up to in recent times. Hey there, Dan. Welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing well, Bob. I'm enjoying the slightly cooler change in the weather.
Dan, I know you just returned from the annual AMSOIL convention. Any news on new products coming from AMSOIL?
Well, there are a couple things and issues that were discussed there. One of the things that we talked about there was the there's a new product AMSOIL has, which people aren't going to quite understand this unless I explain it, but it's called an upper cylinder lubricant. Sounds kind of weird. But what it amounts to is, for the old hats in the in the listening audience, they know that years ago, when gasoline contained lead as an additive, that it provided some what we call upper cylinder lubricant. Well, the government said, hey, cut it out. You got to. That lead is not good for the environment, and so it's gone, and it's a good thing it's gone. But the substitutes have not always been what you'd call fully accepted as doing the job. So people have used a variety of things. There are some people out there that have been using some of the AMSOIL outboard motor oil at about a 500-to-1 mixture just to get some upper cylinder lubricant. Now, it usually results in, you can get a couple of miles per gallon better fuel economy with good upper cylinder lubricant, because remember, there's a compression ring that is above the oiling ring on the piston, so it's hard to really get that total top edge up in the piston area lubricated all the time. So when you bring something in through the gasoline, they can lubricate. Of course, it's coming in on top of the piston, and you can get a little lubrication out of it. So AMSOIL modified a product which was our injector cleaner, which is a fantastic product called Performance Improver, to make a product that is going to be their upper cylinder lubricant product. Excuse me, Bob. Anyway, this product will provide upper cylinder lubrication and the an injector cleaner. So this is going back to a product that we sold years ago that did this function, but there hasn't been one around for probably maybe 10 years. And so for the guys that understand this, that are listening, they know the significance of this product. We're glad to have it back. And for those that are not familiar with it, gasoline that contains ethanol, by the old guys like myself, would refer to that gasoline as dry gas because it just doesn't have much lubricating quality. So if you put something in the fuel that will give it the lubricating quality you're looking for, then we'll see some improved fuel economy. And I think it'll make a significant difference in these smaller, I just call them high-performance engines, because we're getting so much power out of these little four cylinders that are in a number of these smaller cars. I think this product is going to be something that's really effective in those cars, and even in the bigger ones. It's a little less difference in the larger engines, but in the smaller engines, I think that cutting down on that little bit amount of friction that's in there is going to make those guys even more efficient, get the most mileage out of them that they can. So that's one product, upper cylinder lube and injector cleaner. Now, one of the things which I can only get some of the information, and I'll get the rest of it out on my website so people can go there and actually get the details, the information, but we did some pretty heavy testing in some independent lab testing of some very popular products. One's called Seafoam, and the other one is a Lucas additive, gasoline additive, and see, this upper cylinder lubricant is really effective at preventing corrosion, okay? And what we find out with other products that on their labels say that they provide corrosion control or such words as that, that actually the test indicated that in the case of Seafoam, didn't notice any change, and then I think it was Lucas, it actually got worse. The corrosion. These are not ANSL tests. These are ASTM tests. The American Society for Testing Materials is what they put through these tests. It's just people are putting stuff on their labels these days to try to get credit for things that their product really doesn't do. And that's the only reason that I bring this up. We've talked about these kind of things before. So I don't want to try to lay out on the radio the specifics on that, but it will get posted on my website this next week, the details on the test of Seafoam and Lucas towards lubrication quality and anti-corrosion support. That now, why is that important? Well, when you start using ethanol in your gasoline, you can start looking for the possibility of higher corrosion within your fuel system. So that's why they talk about these things, and that's why they have it in the label on these other products about helping with corrosion. But does it really help with corrosion? Well, it'd be interesting for people to see the results of the test. They are shocking to me. I didn't think that they would turn out like they did. So I will get those posted on my website, and that's the lubepage.com. I'll first put them up in the where you can see them in the blog that I've put on there, and then we'll get them positioned somewhere in there under technical information so they can be looked at without being in the actual place where I post my blog information. But hey, you know, different stuff comes out. One last thing before we run out of this time of the segment. I was just happy to report to all those people that kind of pay attention to it that another successful year at ANSL. The company just continues to prosper, and I think they prosper because they offer high-quality products that stand behind them, and they continue to bring out products that they can, and they're more than happy to present all the testing that's done, which is independent testing according to these rigid tests from the ASTM to verify that the products actually do what they say they do. So that's the reason that they're growing. It's because more and more people find out they can depend upon those products to perform in the way that they're advertised, and that's all we really want as consumers. If I'm going to spend my money, give me something that performs to what you said it would if you want my money. If I got that, we've had a what they call a mutually beneficial transaction, you know, and that's what you and I have been talking about here on the radio for the past year, is about the number of things out there that people are, I just don't understand why they take the low road and produce subpar products and then try to buffalo the consumer and get away with making big profits while the consumer doesn't get anything. You can make decent profits and produce a good product, and the consumer then gets the product that benefits them, and you make a profit, and it's what they call a mutual mutually beneficial transaction, and that's what sales should be about, not hoodwinking people. I can't stand it. So.
That's right. Couldn't agree with you more. We'll take a pit stop, and then when we come back on the other side, more with Dan Watson and your questions. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Dan Watson at TheLoopPage.com, or 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
The program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with with Dan Watson. He's our expert. He's a CEO of BluePage.com, and he's a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. He's also one of the largest AMSOIL distributors all across North America. So this gentleman knows his stuff and has been such a great asset to the program. And Dan, let me ask you about the preferred customer discount. Are you still offering that?
Yes, I think it has been quite successful with people taking advantage of it, so I'm just going to continue it. I think it's one of the best ways to buy AMSOIL. And for our listeners to understand what this is, AMSOIL has a preferred customer program. It's the same as if you're familiar with going down and paying an annual membership fee to be part of Sam's or Costco or BJ's, where these are big discounters that you can go into and buy things under discount. It's supposed to be like business to business, okay, at those places. Now, this program AMSOIL has gives you anywhere from 25 to 35% discount. It depends upon which product is and what you're buying. And what I'm offering for you is 6 months membership only. It's a free membership. All you got to do is call me at 800-370-2986 or go to the Lube page and contact me through the Lube page. There's a place there to contact me. Or you can email me direct. It's just my name, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com, and tell me that you're interested in this preferred customer free membership. Now, once you get this program set up, it's up to you to buy product. I'm not telling you you got to buy product to get the program. I just want you to get set up into it. I think when you see the opportunities and the benefits and the discounts, you're going to say, well, this is real and this is a good program. And, you know, I have, probably between 300 and 400 of these preferred customer people, and some guys have been with me at this for 25 years buying AMSOIL through this kind of a program. So it does work. There are great benefits to it, and the other benefit you get is that I'm going to be your consultant for whatever products that you need so that you can get the right products, the best thing, and I'm always available to answer your questions. So this program is available. It's available now, and all you got to do is contact me and ask about it. And if you need more information, we'll provide that, or if you're ready for me to set up the membership, I'll just get your pertinent information, set it up for you, and you can go with it as you please.
Terrific. Absolutely. And again, it's a free membership that's going to save you money. It's a win-win for everybody. Let's see. We got a bunch of questions lined up. We begin with Eddie in Texas. And I've had this question asked me. I meant to bring it up on the air, but Eddie beat me to it, and the question is, can you use AMSOIL from day one in a new car, or should you break it in using conventional oil?
I don't know why we haven't talked about this question more often, because it does come up all the time. And here's the best way to understand this. There are different levels of synthetic engine oil. So when you get a vehicle and they tell you that it came from the factory with synthetic in it, that's fine. But if you're going to put AMSOIL Signature Series synthetic in your car, I highly recommend that you wait until the first oil change. 3,000 miles, don't wait more than 5, but somewhere around 3,000 miles. And folks go, well, why you got to do that? Well, here's the thing. A new engine needs to, the term is used, seat the rings. And what that means is that the, as close as they are to perfect in concentricity, there's going to be a little difference in the ring and the piston bore that it's in. And so what you want to do is let those guys have a little bit of wear to match the rings to the cylinder. And when you do that, that's called breaking it in. It means you'll get a better ring seal, and that's what holds your compression. So the problem when you use AMSOIL, we run into in the past, is it's such an anti-wear package in it, you can't get enough wear to seat the rings. And that's the truth. And even the mechanics who used to say, well, I don't think that synthetic oil is worth it, but if you're going to use it, you got to seat the rings before you use that AMSOIL. Well, you just gave me a testimony. You know, you said you didn't think it's worth it, but then you tell me that it's so good at preventing wear that you better not use it to break in the engine. Okay, so all right. I understand illogic statements, but here's the point. Let that first oil change, you got it from the factory, just let it run to the first scheduled oil change, and then you'll have gotten an adequate break-in, and then you shift over to AMSOIL, and you just keep on going. Now, if you have a diesel, you need to go about 5,000 miles, not 3,000. They have harder rings, and they take longer to break in than a gasoline engine. So that's the story on break-in. Now, you can use some cheap synthetics from the day out because they don't have any better anti-wear performance than the standard petroleum that would have been in, and so it doesn't make any difference. But if you're going to go up to the AMSOIL Premium Oil Signature Series, and you ask, well, what would happen if you didn't? Well, you'd have some extra oil consumption because you wouldn't have a good ring seal, and you'd be leaving a lot of oil up in the cylinder, and it'd just burn it. You wouldn't see it because synthetic oil burns virtually smokeless, but you'd ask yourself how you consumed a couple quarts of oil during the what would have been the break-in period. Well, it's because the rings aren't seated, and you need to give it a chance to seat before you go with the bulletproof anti-wear oil AMSOIL Signature Series. So,
good question.
Yeah, I don't know why we hadn't gone over that more often in the past.
I got a question from Tom in Atlanta, and his question is, should I flush my engine when changing oil? That's an interesting one, Dan.
Well, this is a question that there's different people have different opinions, different philosophies, you know, all that kind of stuff down over the even. Absent of talking about AMSOIL, just whether you should flush an engine or not. There's people who believe you shouldn't. There are other people who believe you should all the time. So I'm going to try to lay it out, and then I give my opinion on it so that the listener can kind of form their opinion. There are some flushes out there that I wouldn't flush my lawnmower with, okay? They're absolutely not good for your engine because they're too caustic. They're using when I say caustic, I'm not going to get too deep on this, but alkalinity, it's like a high soap. So we get into stuff that you can really clean bad stuff with, like trisodium phosphate and stuff. Those are things that have very high caustic ability. I'll finish it up when we come back to the break because it's important. But we'll wait till the end of this. We come back.
That makes a whole lot of sense. And folks, if you got a question, send me a question right now, bob@autoworldradio.com or dan.watson@theloopage.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, told NBC News' Meet the Press that while coronavirus trends give her great hope for slow reopenings over the next few months, many of the social distancing measures will be a constant fixture throughout the summer.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another.
Dr. Birx also addressed President Trump's recent musings about whether disinfectants or ultraviolet light could help as a treatment for those infected with the coronavirus.
It's not a treatment. What was missed is really important to figure out in the outside conditions. And I think I was reassured to see what impact sunlight has on the virus. That should be encouraging to all of us. But I think it's really important to see that direct sunlight may actually be able to kill the virus.
This is USA Radio News. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances, with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Governors criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, for saying this week he would prefer states be able to declare bankruptcy rather than provide hundreds of billions of dollars in relief as state and local government revenue continues to dry up. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, called McConnell's suggestion outrageous and incredibly dangerous. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican and co-chair of the National Governors Association, said he thought McConnell probably would regret making that comment. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. I want to remind you, Auto World is brought to you in part by Drive Share by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, Drive Share unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through Drive Share's car sharing platform, renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today, and you can start earning some extra income, or rent one using the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all capitals. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And I had the opportunity just recently to drive a Corvette, a 1974 Corvette, as well as a 61 Lincoln Continental convertible with the coach doors, the suicide doors. So, Dan, last Thursday and Friday, I was running around in some classic cars.
Well, I'll tell you, first time you mentioned this, I just think this is such a cool idea for people to be able to, if you always thought about, man, I just wish I had the $50,000 to buy that 74 Corvette, right? But I don't. So, boy, if I could just rent it for a couple of days, what a cool deal, you know, because that's a way to enjoy getting a chance to drive in something that you always wanted to get the feel of and see what it was like. And you can do it and rent it, and it's just a terrific idea. Whoever came up with it, I mean, as I say, good on you, because that was a terrific idea to come up with.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the
question. Yeah, the question about the engine flush. And just before the break, I was talking about that some of these flushes in the past have been somewhat, I'd just say, dangerous to use because the cleaning agent in them was so strong and caustic that it could damage seals within the engine. So that's been one of the concerns that many of the mechanics have about flushing these things. The other thing is that if you flush the engine and it was really full of a lot of sludge, you could end up with a lot of sludge falling to the bottom of the oil pan, and there is a potential that it could get stuck in the pickup screen for the oil pump, causing you to have some pulsating oil pressure. So there's some cautions about how you are going to flush. Now, what you're looking for in an engine flush is something that's going to do its thing, but do it under control. Do it in a manner which starts to remove this sludge and varnish in such a way that it can be trapped in the filter. It'll take it off in pieces that are easily large enough to get trapped in the filter and not just an automatic, you know, total dump of any kind of stuff down into the oil pan. So you got to be careful. Now, there are some different flushes out there that if you do your due diligence on the internet, you can find that are probably would fall into that category. There is one made by AMSOIL, which I know is safe to use because I've been associated with it for over 20 years watching the flush used. Now, you don't need to flush every time you change oil. What you need to do is use a high-quality oil that'll stop sludging up and leaving varnish in your engine. Then you'll never flush again if that's the case, okay? And if you're going to... If you think your engine is particularly gummed up, then you have some things you should do, and you should be cautionary about it. So what I would say, anyone that has a really sludged up engine and you want some help with trying to get that engine clean, it takes a while to go through the how I would tell you to do it. So contact me, and we'll walk you through some safe ways to get the engine cleaned up, because you can clean them out. You can get them pristine clean inside if you take your time and do it right. If you don't take your time and do it right, you can break loose a whole lot of stuff and clog up a whole lot of stuff. So you have to be careful. But again, let me say, don't worry about flushing your engine. Just use high-quality synthetic. I have had engines open in the police department, one of the ones that I have, with 435,000 miles on the odometer. Now, this is a police car, which means if you add it in the idle time, it's probably 600,000 miles equivalent. And it was clean as a whistle. You could still see the machining hatch marks on the cylinder walls, and it was absolutely pristine. I've been running AMSOIL in it for forever, and it's just clean as it could be. And that was with doing oil changes equivalent to about 24,000 miles, and it was clean as a whistle. Why was the engine apart, one might ask? Well, because you know those springs that are on those rocker arms on the top of a standard Ford engine, Ford V8, had been compressed and released so many million times, they finally just started breaking, called work hardening the metal. And when the springs started breaking, they realized they needed to just change out all the springs. So they took the oil pan off and some things to inspect the engine, and it was just pristine clean. So use the right oil, and flushing won't even be in your vocabulary.
Some great advice. We got a question from Chad in Louisiana, hopefully listening on WSLA in Slidell, which is close to New Orleans. And the question he has is, should I run premium gas to get better fuel economy?
It's a very good question, because it defies logic, and the answer is no. And people go, but wait a minute, it's better gasoline. I should get better fuel economy. No, what you should use is a proper octane fuel, which is matching what is in the program in your computer on your car. Now, there's some funky things that go on. One of them is they have a thing called a knock sensor in the engine. And it actually detects a certain amount of a knock. And what causes the knock? It's the timing in the engine. Okay? That timing is set up to... It's on the basis that you're using an 87-octane fuel. Now, you can use... Sometimes when you go to 89-octane and you get better fuel economy... It's because you really, the 87 wasn't up to what it said it was, and it's probably closer to 85. That's just the way it is. So if you buy an 89 at your favorite local gas station and your car gets some better fuel economy, then what you know is that they're 87 rated on the pump, probably not quite up to it. Because remember, the rating systems are like plus or minus 10% for accuracy. So if you're talking about something that's 87 octane, the testing of it, if you get really down into less than 2 units of that, that's about as accurate as you get with the testing. So, you know, so that's why you would see something with better. Now, all of these gasoline products that we get, they're putting a actual octane additive in most gas. So it depends upon if they put enough there to get the octane adjusted correctly. But folks, timing means when the spark plug goes off, where's the piston? Is the piston already gone to the top, full compression, and headed down when the spark plug goes off? Is the piston still on its way up compressing the fuel? That would be before top dead center. Or is it after top dead center? Where that goes off? Now, in the highest performance engines, you advance the timing so that the spark goes off before the piston reaches top dead center. But that's not what you do for the pollution-controlled cars. It's always after. It's a retarded timing. When you have a retarded timing, you get a knock in the engine. The computer actually has a knock sensor that is listening, if you will, for that knock. And it needs to have that knock, and it'll adjust until it gets the right knock, meaning it's going to retard that timing. And if you put that higher octane fuel in there, then you're wasting it because it's just going to adjust itself over to get the right knock, regardless of the higher octane fuel. So that's how that works. It was a lesson that was not intuitively obvious to me that I got taught by a very knowledgeable mechanic. So I pass it on to those listening.
Fantastic. We'll have more with Dan Watson right here on Auto World after these messages. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
I want to thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. Dan Watson is with us at this very same time each and every week, so be sure and tune in whether you're listening on one of our great AM, FM affiliate stations across North America, or whether you're listening online at GCNLive.com. We love to have you on board. And Dan is the man with theloopage.com. He's the CEO, and he is also just an incredible resource of lubrication information. More than 25 years of experience, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And he just came back from the AMSOIL convention. Before we go to Manny in El Paso, just curious, whereabouts was the convention held?
Oh, it was in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, that's nice. A nice part of it.
Nice. You know, Bob, we live in Florida, right? So
yeah.
You leave Florida where it's, well, let's just say humidity that you can taste, and then you get off the plane in Arizona and it's 10% humidity, you know. It was just, I think I dried out like a sponge in the sun, you know.
That's great. And of course, come January, that is a place for all the great auto auctions. There's about 8 or 9 that occur in the Phoenix area, and then it's a big deal, to say the least.
Well, I'll say one thing for Phoenix, and anybody in Arizona that's listening, is that's one of the cleanest cities I've ever been in. I don't know if they just have a litter patrol running around picking up stuff, but it was just absolutely clean. I give them a well done on maintaining a clean and nice-looking city. just a nice place. I enjoyed the visit, and I'm amazed at the oasis that they've created in the middle of the Valley of the Sun, where Phoenix is. It's just amazing all they've done there. So, beautiful place.
So true. Manny in El Paso, Texas, sends us a note, and he wants to know about 0W16 engine oil. He wants to know if it's okay for hot weather, like the kind they get right there in his hometown of El Paso.
Well, here's what I would say, and this is not... Most of them I just stick with what the manufacturer recommends, but I lived in El Paso right now until they get their arms wrapped around making better 0W16 oil here in North America. I'd go to 0W20. In either case of those, I would look for a quality synthetic engine oil. And it's just that there's some oils out here. We've talked on it before. We're not going to get into them during this show. There's all kind of information that's archived on previous shows about these bad synthetic oils that are being produced. But when you get to 0W16, if you buy one of these fake synthetic oils that's just glorified petroleum, you'd be in big trouble, period. And then if you go to someplace like El Paso where it can get good and hot, you could be in trouble. So I'd say use 0W20. And if you want to use a high-quality synthetic, come to us, come to AMSO. We'll sell you a 0W16 that you can count on. I think you can count on mobile 0W16. Outside of those two, I'm not saying they won't meet something, but I have not had the chance to certify what they're made out of. And there's some bad subpar synthetics in the market. Don't risk your vehicle on it. Just run 0W20 unless you can get in touch, of course, with us at AMSOIL, or if you can find a mobile platinum annual oil, one of these two, but it's just too risky right now to use 0W16 for most of the other productions because there's a lot of stuff out there that's just not verifiable to be real synthetic engine oil. So use 0W20 for the time being.
Very good question. I got a new question that just filtered in here within the last few minutes, and this one is from Bill in Minnesota. That's where our network is located, in the great state of Minnesota. He has been listening to us for quite some time. He says he has enjoyed hearing about the success that Dan has had with the AMSOIL product, and would like to know two things. Number one, how does he go about getting it for himself? And is there someone he can talk to about becoming an AMSOIL distributor? We can help him out nice and easy here with one simple phone call.
Yeah. Yes, and that's a good question. I meant to mention that. One of the things when I was at the convention, AMSOIL is still expanding. We need good people who like to work and want to build a business because it's a real business. I started this thing years ago. This is no hobby. This is real business, profitable business, reliable business, sells the best products in the world. You don't ever feel like you didn't take care of somebody with the best that's possible. So here's what I would say. Anybody looking to be a dealer, call me at 800-370-2986. Even if you don't sign up with me, you need to call me because AMSOIL is structured in certain ways. And I need to give you a little bit of coaching and advice on how to get set up so that you don't regret sometime in the future how you got set up. I toot my own horn on this is that I'm an exceptionally good trainer, and people who sign up with me have been successful because they're not abandoned. They're actually given help, and they can seek help from me, as you've heard on the radio, with technical issues, but also in the way the business works and how to maximize your return on investment. What's your investment? Time. Your time being invested in the business. The startup cost, $50 cheap, but your time is important, and you want to use it effectively so that you can reap the benefits of your hard work. Get yourself set up right in the right organization with me, and you will be able to reap those benefits and be very successful in this business. AMSO's expanding. You're from Minnesota. Well, they're out of Duluth, basically, Superior across the tip of the lake. But most of the people that started AMSO are they're Duluth residents. So you're in the right place, and I would be delighted to help you get started in the business. Again, that number is 800-370-2986, or you can email me at danwatson@thelubepage.com. And again, for those others that we mentioned earlier, we're still offering that preferred customer membership so that you can buy AMSOIL at a discount price, basically factory direct discount. But you want to do it through me, again, because I'm going to make sure you get the right product for your vehicle, and I'm going to give you this free preferred customer membership. If you go direct to AMSOIL, they don't know anything about a free membership. I'm paying for that for you for a six-month membership. If you just contact me and ask for it, you'll get it. No obligation. You don't have to buy a single product. I know you will, because the products are that good. And when you get your catalog and information, you're going to say, I need to buy some of this stuff. Then you'll be talking to me on the phone about what's the best for which car, which vehicle, what motorcycle, what lawnmower, what boat, what tractor, what truck. It doesn't matter. I'll help you with any of them, and you'll be like the people I've had for 25, going on 28 years now, just happy as you can be, because we made a mutually beneficial transaction, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And again, Dan, why don't you reiterate that number one more time for us?
Yes, it's 800-370-2986. Be sure to leave a message. I will return your call, but you have to understand, I'm basically a one-man band. I don't have a bunch of staff running around. I do things personally. I will call you back. I will talk with you. We'll do this thing, whatever it is that you want to do. Buy oil, set up a dealership, be a preferred customer, or just get a question answered. I have people that call me and they say, Dan, I'm already set up to buy AMSO. Would you mind answering a question? Of course not. I'll answer your question. It doesn't matter to me. I want you to get the right product for the right application and have a good, beneficial transaction with AMSO. If it's credited to somebody else, so be it. It's important that you, the customer, get what you need and you're satisfied and you tell somebody else about AMSO that we take care of our customers.
Excellent. Got another quick question from Gary, which came in from Indiana. And Gary is a Harley enthusiast, and he wants to know if AMSOIL has products for Harleys.
We have. Right now, I think we're number two in the motorcycle community for selling synthetic engine oil for motorcycles. We have terrific products, and if you'll just go to my website, or if you call me, or if you email me again at danwatson@thelubepage.com and ask that question, I'll send you enough information to keep you busy for a week.
Very good. Thank you so much, Dan, for all the great radio as usual. Glad the convention was very successful for AMSOIL, and we look forward to talking to you same time, same place, same station next week. Thank you, Dan. That's going
to
do it.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.